Okay, good evening and welcome back to YSR, the Big East Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. Right now, we're going to change things up a bit and shift gears. We're going to delve into a subject that is not always so easy to discuss. And I thought with us gearing up for a brand new season, obviously there's so much excitement for the start of the NFL, college football, a lot of speculation on, you know, the top teams, the players, their physical preparation in the offseason. But what about the athletes' mental preparation? I think many times that is viewed as secondary, and a big part of having success and achieving individual team goals is learning how to handle pressure, how to respond to adversity. We saw earlier this week with the Steelers, a couple of those guys getting busted, you know, for pot. So, you know, the mind, the body, it needs to be harmonious. So we have invited back on tonight's show a best-selling author who has shared his personal account, battle with dealing with eating disorders, with depression, with addiction, and that is the wonderful, always up in Dallas, Texas, Brian Cuban. How hot is it in Dallas, Brian?
Actually, we're having a cold, it's a cold front. It's like 97.
Oh, my gosh. It is absolutely stifling down here, and I am sweating tonight in studio. So just to kind of recap for all of our listeners tonight, you had recapped a best-selling book. It is titled Shattered Image, My Triumph Over Body Dysmorphic Disorder. And just kind of, you know, give us a refresher on that as we start off our conversation, just an overview of your personal story and what you chronicled in this book.
Sure. Shattered Image basically chronicles my struggle with 27 years of bulimia, clinical depression, drug and alcohol addiction, and basically taking me to a near suicide attempt, and how I was able to turn that around and recover and empower others to recover.
And one of the things that I didn't get into last time we had you on the show, that must have taken, Brian, so much energy and effort when we were talking about the eating disorder to keep that a secret, because you kept that a secret for many, many years.
It does. It does take a lot of energy, and it's not uncommon. People with eating disorders and addictions also, you get a PhD, I like to say, in camouflage, you know, in hiding it. And the reason is, it's like with a lot of mental illness, there's a lot of shame. There's a lot of stigma. You don't want people to think less of you than you already think of yourself. You don't want, you're afraid of losing relationships, losing jobs, losing love. So you hide it and you put up a brick wall around it that unfortunately, you know, well, it shields everyone from your pain. It keeps you from expressing your pain and therefore moving forward in recovery.
Well, there were so many.
A big part of recovery is able to release that pain.
There were so many things that you covered in your book, overcoming destructive behaviors. Pinpoint for us and for the listeners tonight, I mean, what was the key for you to get past that?
The key in getting past it, well, there were a couple big points, but the key in getting past it was really finally to stop blaming people and, you know, for what happened, you know, blaming my mother, blaming kids who bullied me, and learn how to forgive and learn how to let go of anger. And once I was able to forgive and let go of anger, then I was able to really start moving forward in recovery and educate myself. And once I was able to educate myself, I realized that it was no one's fault. You know, a lot of people have predispositions to a lot of these things. And as you talk about, with the athletes and pressures, the pressures of school, the pressures of work, you know, different things in life can trigger these behaviors. You know, no one chooses to have an eating disorder. No one chooses to be a drug addict. No one chooses to, you know, have depression that might take you so low where you feel you have no choice in a given moment but to take your life. Coming to realize that it is not about fault, it's about understanding how I got there, was really the watershed moment in my recovery. And that took me hitting a low point. I mean, it took me standing in the parking lot of a psychiatric facility for my second time.
We're talking with Brian Cuban, of course. His book that was released last year, it is titled Shattered Image, My Triumph Over Body Dysmorphic Disorder. You know, as you share in the book, overcoming destructive behaviors, I mean, I think back to last week hearing that absolutely heartbreaking, devastating news about Robin Williams. You know, it really makes you stop and think. You never know what someone is going through, and we just need to have better awareness. I mean, and you share something.
You don't. And it seems, you know, I mean, awareness, I mean, awareness is a good term, but it's also a term that can get watered down. What does awareness mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, does awareness mean that we all talk about the tragedy of Robin Williams' death for a cycle, a news cycle, and then it goes away? Does awareness mean that you need to stay involved in the lives of your loved ones, which is what saved my life?
Right.
Does awareness mean, you know, better mental health coverage? Does awareness mean better mental health resources and educating people on these things? Yeah, I mean, we have to be sure we put a context around awareness. Otherwise, it just becomes a term that causes news cycles to roll forward and everyone goes on to something else.
Best-selling author, activist, attorney Brian Cuban has been with us tonight at YSR. I want to encourage you to go out, and you can still get a copy of his book, Shattered Image, My Triumph Over Body Dysmorphic Disorder. That, of course, was Brian Cuban, best-selling author. We want to say thank you to all of our guests in our lineup, Enos Cabell, Jason Peter, Lee Steinberg, the newest member of the Yahoo Sports Radio Network. Check out his new show, Monday nights from 8 to 10 Eastern, Jeff Garcia with Project Spurs, and Walt Clyde Frazier, giving you the best that we've got, always at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.